It's been reporting this morning the British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab is to continue meetings in Washington today as he perseveres with efforts to try to reassure Americans about plans to override parts of the Brexit withdrawal agreement. Last night, though, the Democratic Party presidential candidate Joe Biden warned that the Good Friday Agreement cannot be allowed to become a casualty of Brexit. I've been hearing more from our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Last night's tweet from Joe Biden really was his first direct intervention in this latest Brexit row. Now, he has, of course, in the past voiced his support for the Good Friday Agreement. And last week, one of his foreign policy advisers said that Joe Biden was committed to preserving peace in Northern Ireland. But last night, we saw this very direct message, a very clear message to the UK government that the Good Friday Agreement cannot be allowed to become a casualty of Brexit, and that any US-UK trade deal must respect the peace process. The timing of the tweet, I thought, was significant. It came very shortly after a meeting on Capitol Hill between the UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab, who's in Washington for a few days this week, and senior members of Congress. Dominic Raab met with the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and Congressman Richard Neal, the chair of the Ways and Means Committee in the House of Representatives, which is the committee that will oversee any future trade deal. And they told him, in no uncertain terms, that there will be no such trade deal unless they receive assurances that the Good Friday Agreement will be protected. Now, earlier yesterday, Dominic Raab said it was the EU that was threatening the Good Friday Agreement by politicising the issue. And he said they could not have a situation when the EU would be seeking to put a border down the Irish Sea. I spoke to Congressman Richard Neal last night after his meeting with Dominic Raab. He told me that they were offered clarity, they were offered assurances, but that they had been given similar assurances 9 months ago when the original withdrawal agreement was signed.
I think we both made our points, but we also, I think, took the time to point out until we are reassured, there can be no bilateral trade agreement between America and the UK if there's any threat to the Good Friday Agreement.
Earlier, following his meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Dominic Raab said that if there is any threat to the Good Friday Agreement, it's coming from the EU, because they're the ones that want to put that border in the Irish Sea. Is that the kind of impression he was giving you as well?
I raised the question specifically of the border in the Irish Sea and indicated that I thought this had been resolved 9 months ago. And he pointed out that what had been resolved 9 months ago apparently was subject to reinterpretation. And Speaker and I both took pains to also say that this was a big surprise to all of us. This came about when I read the Financial Times, when the announcement was made.
Secretary Pompeo said a short time ago he trusts the UK. He's confident they'll get it right on Brexit and the Good Friday Agreement. Do you agree with those words? Trust, confident?
I think that the response here is trust and verify.
Congressman Richard Neal. Brian, how different might we expect a Biden White House to be if he wins the November election in terms of the American approach to Brexit compared to the approach that's been taken by Donald Trump?
Yeah, Brian, well, look, there's no doubt that Joe Biden is very fond of Ireland. He speaks all the time about his Irish roots, his love of Irish poetry. He's always talking about defending the peace process. Then you have Donald Trump. We know that he's a big fan of Brexit. He's a big fan of Boris Johnson's, and he's not a big fan of the European Union. I think yesterday, for the UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab here in Washington, was probably a day of contrasts. In the evening, he had that meeting on Capitol Hill where he received stern warnings from Nancy Pelosi and Richard Neal. But earlier in the day, he had met with the US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who had said that he trusted the UK on Brexit and that he was confident they would get it right when it comes to the Good Friday Agreement. Dominic Raab said he was confident that a US-UK trade deal would be agreed and that it would be a win-win for both sides. And remember here, the UK is a massive economic trading partner with the US. So I think there will be pressure to agree a trade deal, even if we are looking at a Biden presidency in a few months' time. And it's not to say that the Trump administration has completely ignored Northern Ireland or the peace process. In March, we had Donald Trump announcing that his then chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, would become the Northern Ireland envoy. The Politico news site last night reported that Mick Mulvaney is due to make his first visit to Northern Ireland as envoy in the coming weeks. His travel plans had, of course, been disrupted by the coronavirus.
Brian, separately, Donald Trump has found himself at odds again with his own health experts in relation to COVID-19. This time it's on masks and vaccines.
That's right, Brian. Yeah, this is Dr. Robert Redfield. He's the head of the Center for Disease Control here in the US. And he told a Senate hearing yesterday that a limited supply of a coronavirus vaccine may be ready by November, but that it could be another year before it's widely available to the general public. This contradicts Donald Trump, who, remember, has repeatedly said that there may be a vaccine available as early as next month, which, of course, would benefit him politically, as it would be just in time for November's election. Dr. Robert Redfield also testified yesterday that wearing a mask might offer just as much protection as a vaccine, if not even more protection. And again, this jars with Donald Trump's view, who has questioned the effectiveness of mask wearing in the past. The US president last night said that he called Dr. Redfield after he made those comments, and he told reporters that he thinks the doctor may have made a mistake, misunderstood the questions, and got confused.
Brian O'Donovan speaking to us earlier from Washington.